Morning Watch, Day 4. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 3. Being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Related verses. 2 Timothy 2:5. And also, if anyone contends in the games, he is not crowned unless he contends lawfully. 1 Corinthians 9:25-26. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things. They then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run in this way, not as though without a clear aim. I box in this way, not as though beating the air. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear the things that you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. For I am already being poured out, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Related reading. In 2 Timothy 2:5, Paul likens Timothy to an athlete contending in the games. At the same time that Timothy was to be a teacher and a soldier, he was also to be an athlete. It is important for a runner in a race to run fast. That is not the time for him to exercise patience. In a foregoing message, I encouraged you to wait and pray. But when it comes to running the race to win the crown, we should not wait. On the contrary, we should run to reach the goal. Christ, as the chief shepherd, is taking care of the shepherding of his churches. When he comes back, he will reward the faithful ones who cooperated with him. To gain the experience of reigning, we must first solve the problem of position. We must know and keep the position of ascension, and we must also know and keep the position of order. Knowing the position of ascension is the experience of knowing the ascension. Knowing the position of order is the experience of knowing the body. We must know the position of ascension, which he has caused us to obtain in his salvation, and the position of order, which he has arranged for us in his body, before we can exercise his authority and reign for God. Second, we must have the desire to reign. This means that we must positively and actively reign for God, ruling over all things. Some brothers and sisters, however, have neither the thought nor the desire to reign. Their spirits are loose and lazy. They neither care for the difficulties arising in the church, nor inquire about the problems springing up in the Lord's work. They simply allow Satan to work and destroy at will. Hence, according to their growth of life, they are able to reign, yet in reality, due to their laxity and unwillingness to reign, they still cannot obtain the experience of reigning. Therefore, if one desires to reign, his spirit must not be lax or timid, but willing to exercise God's authority and positively and actively deal with all the works of the enemy. Thus, God's authority will immediately be manifested in the church, and many rebellious and unlawful matters in the church will be subdued. In the church today, we lack the kind of people who desire to reign. Therefore, many situations that should not exist often arise. For example, some of the fellowship and breaking of bread meetings are weak and confused. Some of the brothers and sisters should have prayed, but they did not. Some should have spoken, but they withheld from speaking. On the contrary, many unnecessary prayers and meaningless testimonies were released. The meetings thus are disturbed, and the brothers and sisters are not edified and lose heart towards the meetings. This condition is mainly caused by those who should have reigned but did not reign. They have just behaved like bystanders, allowing others to act in the meetings in whatever manner they choose. They even regard such a way as being very spiritual, not by man's doing, but by the Spirit's move. As a result, they cause the church to suffer great loss. We often say that certain meetings are very dead and depressed. Whenever a meeting is dead and depressed, it means that Satan is reigning there as king. At that time, someone should rise up to reign for God, either by a word, a hymn, or a prayer to control the meeting, change the atmosphere, and release the life of God, thereby swallowing up Satan's death.